News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed forces in Syria have moved to retake the last patch of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters late Friday. The final assault began just one day after the lead commander said the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said 15,000 troops were taking part in the operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S.-led coalition declined to provide any update late Friday, saying it was too early to assess the operation's progress. An Indian pilot captured by Pakistan after his fighter jet went down over Kashmir has been handed back to India. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Pakistani officials brought the Indian pilot captured from a downed plane to a border crossing with India for handover. The pilot was taken in a convoy from the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore to the border crossing at Wagah, escorted by military vehicles with soldiers, their weapons drawn. On the Indian side of the border, a group of cheering Indian residents from the area waved India's national flag and held up a huge garland of flowers to welcome him back. Meanwhile, China has welcomed Pakistan's efforts to express kindness by handing over the captured Indian pilot after four straight days of cross-border attacks in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. I'm Karen Chamas.
Somali security forces Friday ended the al-Shabaab siege of a residential building in Mogadishu after battling the militants for almost 24 hours. An unknown number of al-Shabaab fighters had remained holed up in a building near a hotel in Mogadishu since Thursday. The death toll from Thursday's twin car bombings in the area has climbed to more than 30 people, according to admissions records from three hospitals. This is VOA News. The parents of an American college student who died after being detained in North Korea say the evil regime is responsible for his death. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Fred and Cindy Warmbier are rebuking President Trump after he said yesterday he didn't think Kim Jong-un was aware of their son Otto's alleged mistreatment.
He tells me that he didn't know about it, and I will take him at his word.
The Warmbiers said they stayed silent while the president was meeting with Kim in Vietnam, but now must speak out. In a written statement, they say Kim and his evil regime are responsible for Otto's death, and no excuses or lavish praise can change that. Otto Warmbier died 2 years ago after being returned to the U.S. in a vegetative state. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Canada's Justice Department has begun the process of extraditing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to the United States to face charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. The department said in a statement that Canadian officials issued an authority to proceed measure on Friday. Meng, the company's chief financial officer, was detained in Canada last December. In January, the United States filed several charges against her and Huawei, including bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of technology. In the Philippines Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States remains concerned about possible espionage from Huawei technology.
We want to make sure that the world has their eyes wide open as to the risks of having that technology be part of the infrastructure or backbone or networks.
China's embassy in Canada said that it is utterly dissatisfied and firmly opposes Ottawa's decision. Meng's lawyers say the U.S. extradition request is an abuse of the process of law. New York's governor says Amazon isn't coming to Queens, but other companies might. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo concedes he's been unable to persuade Amazon to change its mind after the tech giant's Valentine's Day breakup with New York City, but he admits the effort wasn't just aimed at Amazon. Cuomo told a radio interviewer he was trying to change the narrative to reassure businesses that New York remains a welcoming place. The comments came the same day union and business leaders took out a full-page ad in the New York Times telling Amazon New Yorkers overwhelmingly support the idea of building a big new campus in Queens. Amazon withdrew after complaints were raised about $3 billion worth of tax breaks the company was offered. Warren Levinson, New York.
And the United Nations Children's Fund issued a report Friday warning of a dramatic increase in measles worldwide. UNICEF says 98 countries reported more cases of measles in 2018 compared to 2017. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.